As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yes, that life forms on the right, baby. Not that Maggie's back in time.
McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours as we take it to the warm-up show at 5-888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And again, on this Thursday morning, finally we're here. We'll get to the draft. I did a lot on it yesterday. And we're finally here. Enough trying to figure out what they're going to do. We will know tonight, 8 o'clock, the NFL draft. And then obviously game 3 of the New York Knicks series. We'll get to that as well. But we got to start with the team of the town, the New York Mets, with the perfect homestand and the sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies, 4-3 in the 10th. And look, I know we are programmed, especially coming off the offseason and the expectations of this Met team and the fan base's desire and just expectations and just wanting to latch to this team so desperately after getting Juan Soto, having the season they finished last year, all the expectations this year, attempting to be or striving to be Big Brother, whatever other noise is surrounding it. Right now, there's been so much emphasis from this fan base on this season, and to see it play out like this. And yes, I know it's early on, and I'm not going to give you the, oh, the division is over, or this puts a nail in the coffin of the Philadelphia Phillies, or the Mets are clearly the best team in baseball that will never lose a series again, or any of the crazy takes we get. But let's be totally honest. Right now, and the first one to me is probably the most, if I wanted to get crazy and hyperbole, I could give you the Mets and the Phillies, because that's what I take away from this series. Right, we leave it with the perfect homestand, how well the Mets are playing. I can't shut up about the Mets pitching and how impressive it is. And yet again, David Peterson in this game and the bullpen, and we'll get to it, Kranich in the 10th. I thought not enough people are talking about the job he did and the situation he came into, and to leave that runner stranded and to not give up another run in the 10th was remarkable. And this bullpen continues to do it. And they get it from the likes of Marte, who's become a bench player. They get it from Beatty, who hits a 2-run home run off of Wheeler in this game. Like, everything is coming up Mets. And beyond that, like, to me, the takeaway from this are twofold. One, what the Mets are becoming, the environment that Citi Field is, right? The energy in a Wednesday afternoon game in April. It is a different feel. It is a different vibe. That's obvious, right? And that's number. And this is without really Juan Soto finding himself. Juan Soto, after a couple of good games against St. Louis, went back into the tank this weekend, or this series rather, against the Philadelphia Phillies. But you watch, like, and right now, you all the clips and everything from the Philadelphia Post game and the feeling around that team that is now 13-12 and just got swept by the Mets. I've never seen this before. And if Met fans want to get excited, there's plenty of reasons to. But one of the better ones right now, forget how good they've been, forget their record and it's the best in baseball, forget how good the pitching is, forget everything else. You just played three games against a bitter rival Philadelphia Phillies team who won the division last year, who the Mets took out in four games in the ALDS last season. And the Phillies played this entire series like they were afraid of the New York Mets. We could forget the Yankee talk. Like, that is so, it's, I know we have fun with it here at WFAN, and I know I'll sometimes even play into it, and I'll continue to play into it from time to time. But the Yankee-Met thing, Big Brother thing, it's all real nonsense. We do it for fun, right? You want to stick it to your buddy. Maybe you are the kind of Yankee fan or Met fan who despises the other team. Fine. But really, in all honesty, it's meaningless. It's a bunch of BS that we have fun with, but it doesn't impact what happens with the Mets season or what happens with the Yankee season. It's all nonsense. You can call in and say, why? Because they have a perfect homestand. It's April. They're the big brother or whatever nonsense. Oh, they can't even win a series in Cleveland while we're sweeping the Phillies. Well, who cares? What matters is what the Mets do against the teams they're actually competing against. And the Philadelphia Phillies are supposed to be one of the better teams in this division. And for years, it was the Mets who showed up in Philadelphia. More specifically, it's the Mets who showed up in Atlanta and would look outclassed and would look afraid and would look like they can't win a game and would get this feel that no matter what happens, in the end, the Atlanta Braves or the Phillies were going to find a way to beat the Mets. The Mets were going to find a way to come up small. And in this series, nothing else was more prevalent than the idea that the Philadelphia Phillies, taking it back to last year's postseason, Castellanos talking about OMG being the MVP of the league, the feeling of that entire series, and now you roll that into the first three-game set of the season between these two teams. And the glaring takeaway for me is that the Phillies feel like they can't beat the Mets. And that is a feeling. I know that now you've got Steve Cohen. I know they just signed Juan Soto. I know you think you're big brother in the city. I know all the different things that you felt as a Met fan coming off of last season and now into this season. But the most honest, the most real, and the most important feeling you could have is that you have the upper hand over an actual opponent and an actual threat to what you're trying to accomplish, which is check one, win this division. And if you watch this entire series, the Mets outplayed Philadelphia. I'm not saying otherwise. But there was always a feeling that no matter what was going on in this series, the New York Mets were going to find a way. And to sweep them and to see the body language, and I'll be totally honest with you, I don't think I have ever seen Bryce Harper look the way he looked in this series. Every single time there was a big spot, whether it was Castellanos, whether it was Harper, whether it was Schwarber, every single threat in this Philadelphia team in this series came up small in the biggest moments. It was the bottom of the order. You got seven hits against Griffin Canning. You come through. They come through with some hits and obviously tie the game up against Peterson. But for the most part, it's the bottom of the order and it's singles. They have no extra base hits in this game. And another game now, 12 consecutive starts without a home run being given up by the starting pitcher. And if you watch it, like, I'm not telling you the division's dead or that the Phillies are dead, because this is a long-ass season, to quote the great Aaron Boone. This is a long-ass season, and things can change and dynamics can change. Just look at the Mets last season, because we could have said this exact same thing multiple times about how the Mets strolled into a divisional opponent series and how you came out of it feeling like there's no way in hell we'll ever beat the Braves. There's no way in hell we'll ever beat the Phillies. But not only do the Mets feel this way, the Phillies feel this way. And if they weren't going to do it yesterday, you go through late in this game after Philly ties it up, and what this bullpen is able to do, whether it's Danny Young or whoever else they bring in, and Kranich in this game, and to come into that situation in the 10th inning.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Where you're already down a run, you've got a runner at third, and you're coming in with one out. And I know that, you know, Philadelphia is all hung up. You know how you're a loser? You know how you know that you're losing the series? Do you know how you know that you feel inferior to the other opponent? You come out of it complaining about a balk. Now, should it have been called a balk? Did he disengage three times? Like, if you don't know what I'm talking about, obviously Diaz, before the injury, disengages three times from the mound, which is, under the new rules, a balk. And Castellanos should have been moved up to second. But because of an injury, he ends up leaving the game. And Kranick comes in and walks the next guy anyway to set up first and second. It absolutely means nothing. And that the idea that the Phillies are hung up on that as they got walked off for the series sweep is laughable to me and screams real little brother. But to be able for Kranick to come into that situation, to leave Philadelphia stranding another runner at third, having another impotent inning where they're unable to take a two-run lead in the new rules of extra innings where you know it is not safe, especially against this Met team, with the top of the order coming up in the bottom of the 10th. I mean, this Philly team looks dead, and they look afraid of the Mets. And it reminds me a little bit, and I hate to bring it up because ultimately it didn't really lead to anything, but I got the same vibe a little bit of when the Jets beat the Patriots last year with Aaron Rodgers. And I know it's a different game, and the Mets are clearly better than the Jets were. I'm just saying that dynamic shift for years. When is the last time a Mets fan has felt like this in April, where they feel like they are the dominant team between them and a major rival, a team that won the division last year, a team that through July was the best team in baseball? It wasn't the Los Angeles Dodgers. It wasn't the Atlanta Braves. It wasn't anybody else. The Philadelphia Phillies were the best team in baseball for most of last season. And you ended their year prematurely in the NLDS. And now to start this year, the Mets are surging. The Mets can't be stopped. The Mets pitching is on another level. And the Phillies walk into this series and get absolutely taken out behind the woodshed and act like they don't belong with the New York Mets. If there is another better feeling you could have as a fan, I don't know it. Because I can tell you right now, even when the Yankees are at their best, right, as a Yankee fan, it's been very hard to have that feeling against the Red Sox. It's been very hard to have that feeling against the Baltimore Orioles, even though they've struggled this year. But they've been the other team in the division the last couple of years. It hasn't been as hard to have it against the Toronto Blue Jays, but that's what it feels like. There's nothing better than being a fan of a team that is streaking, a fan of a team that you know is playing well, and when your biggest rivals come in, not only do you beat them, but it feels like they have no idea how to beat you. And that's what you come away from this series. And to get the Beatty home run, which, you know, you're waiting for him to erupt. And as McNeil comes back, I don't think it's going to be Beatty, but I don't think it's going to be Acuna either. But as decisions need to be made with this roster, you're still trying to find answers, and you're getting them off of one of the best pitchers in baseball in Wheeler. You continue to pitch the way you pitch. The vibe, everything around this team is surging. And then you find a way to squeeze one out against the Phillies 4-3 and continue this unbelievable homestand and continue to play the kind of baseball they have at home, where they're now, what, 12-1 at home? Finishing off a 7-0 homestand and doing it while Philadelphia literally tucks their tail between their legs. Have you seen? This is the great stuff, too. Have you seen? We're going to get up the calls. I haven't told Mike this yet, but we're going to get up the calls. I saw it on Twitter. Of the final outs, the base hit, the final out of the top of the 10th. Listen to the Philadelphia calls. It tells you all you need to know. Go watch the post game as they're screaming about their manager, as fans are probably screaming for John Kruk to be the next manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. It is an absolute pleasure to have that feeling. And right now, the Mets own the Philadelphia Phillies. And we got to get to, obviously, Pete Alonso, because what we're seeing right now is the guy comes through in every big situation. It is the antithesis of what we saw last year from Pete Alonso. This is, without question, and I heard Evan talking about this, and Sal was just talking about it on SMY. This is, in my mind, I remember 2019, his rookie season. And I remember how great he played. And I remember having the discussion as a Yankee fan when everybody would, you know, try and compare him and Judge for a brief moment. And even though I always contended Judge was the better player, I even said their rookie seasons, as both impressive as they were, I still think if you watch it, Judge is the better player for that rookie season, but he wasn't as clutch. Pete Alonso was incredibly clutch his first year. We all know the home runs. We know the success. He also had big moments all over the place. But this is, without question, the best version of Pete Alonso we have ever seen. This is the best he's ever played. He is the as great as Lindor is, and he's the captain, and he's the catalyst at the top of the order. Right now, and as much as I'll call it dorky or whatever other stupid word I'll come up with from time to time, I do think he's a little bit of a doof. I'll continue to say that. I'll always say that. But he's the Mets doof. And right now, they are buying into every bit of energy that Pete Alonso is providing, from the hand gestures, from the waddling nature he has as he runs the bases. I don't know if I've ever seen legs go in that exact direction as you're rounding second, heading into third. Whether it's the scoops at first base, whether it's coming through in every big spot, and to get an 0-2 slider off of Jordan Romano, who, let's be honest, he is bringing the fraud energy of the Toronto Blue Jays right into Philadelphia's bullpen. But he has an 0-2 count. And to take that slider, which was far better than the first pitch of the at-bat, and to lace it for a double in that spot, this guy is coming through in every way. And you talk about someone leading this team, someone in the offseason, many Met fans wanted him back, but many Met fans were ready to move on. Many Met fans talked about his body type and his age and how he was trending in the wrong direction. And the Mets are better off moving on without him. Don't give him a long-term contract. And he didn't get one, and he's fighting for one now. And I wonder how Met fans feel, because I said at the beginning of this season that the better Pete Alonso plays, the less likely he is to be a Met. I've been saying that all offseason. I wanted Pete. I was on the Mets, much to the chagrin of many Met fans. I was on Stearns. I was on this owner. I was saying it every single night, sign Pete Alonso. I was screaming every morning, 2 o'clock, sign Pete Alonso. And now that they have him and he's playing the way he's playing, I've also been saying the better he plays, the less likely it is he continues. But if he's this, how do you not bring him back? He is the Mets. And I'm not sure there is another person on this planet who enjoys playing for the team he currently plays for than Pete Alonso at the New York Mets. It oozes out of him. And watching this team and what they're doing right now and capping off games like this where a million different things happen. You saw Juan Soto, who's still struggling, make an unbelievable throw. He's helped defensively. He hasn't been bad out there at all. In fact, you're showing that he does have a solid arm. We saw it with the Yankees, too, last year from opening day through. His ability to make throws from right field. But he's contributing at least defensively, even though he's not struggling. And that might be the best part because you know Juan Soto's coming. The idea this team is getting it done while Juan Soto is underachieving at a pretty high clip right now. The idea that they are pitching the way they're pitching. This offense is coming through in clutch situation after clutch situation. Right, Torrens has been incredible. You get the home run from Beatty, obviously being carried by Lindor and Alonso. Even Marte, I mean, that's the sign of a great team. Marte is really struggling. Marte's been open about his struggles as turning into a part-time player. And yet when the game is on the line, there's a bloop single to win you the game. Like, everything about this series. Again, I'm not going to tell you the division's over with five games up. I'm not going to tell you just because they're playing the best version of baseball in major leagues right now that the Mets are the best team in the game. I think that's still hard to say that the Dodgers, even though more injury issues with Snell, who was shut down again as he's trying to start a pitching rehab or, you know, a throwing program, he was shut down again. But still, like, we all know how good the Dodgers are, and I'm not ready to shut the door on the Philadelphia Phillies. And even though that the Braves got off to this miserable start, like, this is baseball. We're 25 games into this thing. But right now, I don't think there's any question. When the Mets and Phillies get together, there is a mental edge before the game even starts. And I have never seen Bryce Harper, Schwarber, Castellanos, Turner, every big player for Philadelphia felt defeated from the beginning of the series right through the end of it. We joke a lot about, you know, Devin Williams being broken by the Pete Alonso home run. I'm not so sure that the Philadelphia Phillies weren't broken by the Mets last year in the NLDS. That's the biggest takeaway for me. Yes, the Mets are playing great baseball. I'm still skeptical on some level that the pitching is going to continue. Obviously, I don't expect it to continue as great as it's been. I don't think even the highest of hope Met fan would tell you they expect, you know, never to give up a home run from the starter, never give up more than two runs from the starter, and have every reliever pitching at the top of their game. Like, I think even the most excited Met fan will tell you eventually that's going to come down. So I'm not making any big declarations. I don't think you should either. I don't know if the Mets are the best team in baseball. I don't know if the division's over. I don't know if anything like that. But right now, they are playing as well a brand of baseball as you could have hoped they played. You're still waiting for Soto. And they have proven, because it's not just the wins. It's the body language of the Philadelphia Phillies. Right now, the Mets own the Phillies. They own them. And anytime, particularly in Citi Field, which is a different vibe right now in April than we have seen in forever, when Philadelphia steps into this building, they want no part of it. And that's as good a feeling as any baseball fan can have. 888-808-1019. So we can get more into the actual specifics of this game. We can get more into the actual plays of this series and the baseball played in the series. But right now, the overarching theme for me is how well the Mets are playing, the vibe at Citi Field, and the idea that the first divisional series of the year, the Philadelphia Phillies stepped in as reigning division champs and got their nose rubbed in it. And they looked defeated before the series ended. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Yankees as well. I talked a little bit about Volpe yesterday. We'll talk more about him today. And Carlos Rodon, whether or not you want to admit it, Yankee fans, whether or not you like saying it, whether or not you're willing to say it already, here's the plain truth. Carlos Rodon has been pretty damn good. And he has been as important a Yankee as this season's had so far. And yes, there's been a couple of games where he was cruising along and then found a way to do what Carlos Rodon does. But for the most part, this guy has been lights out. And he is throwing some of the best games we've seen in a Yankee uniform. And with the rest of the starting rotation, this side of Max Fried, he has been extremely important, and it's time to give him his flowers. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So baseball to start. We'll get into the NFL draft, which is obviously tonight, and we'll get into the Knicks and game three against the Detroit Pistons later tonight as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeens strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.